concerning the organization of this year's MTN Africa?
Oh, I think that this year organization is one of the best that I've witnessed. Ever since I came into football administration, this is one of the best organization of the FA Cup that I have witnessed. So I think we need to say thank you and congratulations to MTN for taking the trouble to always support Ghana football through the FA Cup competition. And we want to tell them that we are not going to disappoint them, because they have their huge corporate office in Accra. And this is a very huge trophy. So we're going to pick the trophy from Tamale and bring it in Accra so that we can have their corporate office and the trophy all in Accra here. So we are not going to disappoint MTN. We are going to bring the trophy back to Accra here.
Oh, and what has been your impression of the performance of our club in this year's competition?
I think our clubs have done very well. We need to congratulate our boys for the high performance they have exhibited in almost all the games that we have played. And I think that to have the opportunity also to represent Ghana at the WAFU, and everybody knew the contribution of our 5 Hasofo players in the national team. But I think in almost all the games, they were the deciding factors in every game that the club, the country played. So it tells you what kind of performances they have exhibited, and it tells you that what kind of levels they have reached this year. And I want to say that if it was not for some dubious officiating in the league, our House of Hope should have run away with the title a long time ago. Sometimes you wonder why certain decisions were taken against House of Hope, or certain decisions were not taken for Accra House of Hope. I remember a game we played here in Accra with Ediana, when an opponent player just put a boot in the chest of a player in the penalty box. The referee was just about 8 or 9 yards away, and he continued to wave play on. It beats everybody's imagination. It beats everybody's imagination. So that is why I call that we need fair officiating on Sunday, and we need fairness in the administration of football in Ghana. We need transparency in the administration of football of Ghana. We need honesty. If we have people being honest, people being transparent, and people being fair in administration of football in Ghana, Ghana football will be the darling of everybody in Africa, and I'm telling you, in the world. Already with these states, we are the darling of every FIFA organized tournament. So can you imagine if we should introduce a little bit of professionalism into our management of football in Ghana? Then you can know the heights that we can go. We in Accra House of Hope believe that if things are done fairly, all clubs will be behind it, will be ahead of them before they would think we have thought. So that's what we are looking at. So we want to, this season is already gone, and we want to encourage the administrators of the game that they should inculcate into their administrative genes fairness, honesty, and transparency, because that is what can move Ghana football forward.
Mr. So my final question, what message do you have for our fans coming?
Oh, they show those fans in Tamale. I want to urge all of them to troop to the Tamale Sports Stadium. I myself was born in Tamale.
Okay.
So I take pride anytime I'm traveling to that place. So I want to urge all the fans in Tamale, Accra House of Hope fans, match. In fact, I'm expecting 24,500 Accra House of Hope fans in the stadium. I'm expecting 24,500 fans in Accra Sports Stadium, in the Tamale Sports Stadium. So they should all come. Length and breadth of Ghana, they should come, because they will never be disappointed.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.